Hi, this is Andy, and I've received an email the other day from Mandy Jeffrey. She raises a question which I thought would be good to answer for everybody, because it actually raises something that many people, myself included, have experienced, and it is something that it's worth understanding. So let me read the email out first, and then I'll share some thoughts on how to handle these objections. Hi, Andy. My prospect tonight raised an objection which I found extremely difficult to answer. His concern is that if we've been going for 15 years in the UK and we're all growing networks with the numbers we mentioned in the online presentation, then we must be saturating the market. Do you have any suggestions as to how I could allay his fears? Thank you, Mandy. Okay, Mandy. There's a couple of things in this. There are, and I'm going to handle them separately, because along with the kind of question that you got there, there's often an assertion from somebody, which often comes actually at the end of the business presentation, which says, if you're going to build a business using these numbers, then you're going to get saturated before long. And people have it, say, with a skeptical point of view, a kind of that dismissive point of view. And obviously, they think they're bright, but obviously not, because they've missed the point completely. However, wouldn't really be helpful from a business building point of view to point that out to them at that moment. So here's how I handle it, and here's how I think about it. First of all, saturation is not a bad thing. In any business, your ultimate goal is for everybody in the world to be buying your products. And that's exactly what we want. And my goal is to get everybody who could benefit from our kind of products to be taking our products on a regular basis. I want the market to be saturated. I want every single person to know about it and to be actually using our products. So saturation is actually a goal of any business, not just our business. The question is, how quickly will that happen? And real life experience in business suggests that it never happens. Let me give you an example. How many people do you know who don't own a bed? Very few, I would say. I would say most households have beds in them, and I would say that most people in the UK sleep in a bed. A proper bed with a mattress. I would say there are very, very few people who don't do that. However, last year in the UK, over 11 million beds were sold. And that's interesting, isn't it? That everybody's got one, everybody uses one, but yet there's still a substantial market. How about TV sets? Do you know any households that don't have a TV set? In my experience, it's very unlikely, very unusual for people not to have a TV in their home these days. However, millions and millions and millions of TV sets were sold last year. There's a thriving market in TV sets. So that suggests that even though beds have been around a long time and TVs have been around a long time, so much so that everybody's using them, there is still a thriving market in these kinds of products. And the reason that saturation never really happens is because we've got a population that moves and grows and develops. People are born and people die. So that at any one time, the number of 30-year-olds that might stay consistent, there might be the same number of 30-year-olds as there were 30-year-olds 5 years ago, but it's a different group of people. And so the kind of people who start thinking about buying a bed are a different group of people to the ones who started thinking about buying a bed 5 years ago. When you're 15, you're not thinking, I better save my pocket money up because I'll need to buy a bed one day. When you get your first home, maybe in your early 20s, then you do think about those kinds of things. So it's about people moving through life and about it being a mobile marketplace. So saturation, although it's a goal, is in the real world never likely to happen. We can only aim to move towards that. A question allied with that, though, and one that I ask myself is, okay, if we're aiming for saturation, surely there's going to come a point where we're close to saturation and there won't be enough room left for me to build a business. And I think this is a fair question. It's a question you have to look into yourself and satisfy for yourself. I certainly did. And if I was looking at forever living now, I would look at the turnover per head in the UK and look at the turnover per head in Germany or Japan or other Scandinavia or other countries like that. And I would see that we are a proportion of their turnover, and yet they are still growing at a rapid pace. I'd look at the United States, where obviously being an American company, forever has been growing even longer than anywhere else. And still, if you walk down any high street in the United States and ask, if you asked 100 people, my guess is 99% of them wouldn't have heard of forever. So the market, even in the United States, is still huge for us to continue to build. And it's just about the nature of mobile marketplaces, people coming into the market, people growing through their life and getting to the age where they can participate in the market. This is also a function of having heard about the business. So those are two areas there about saturation itself. However, what about looking at the numbers? Because often it's when they see the 2x2 and the 5x5, that's when the question arises. Surely, he said, if we've been going for 15 years in the UK and we're all growing networks with the numbers we mentioned in the online presentation, then we must be saturating the market already. And he's right. What he said was, if we've been going for 15 years in the UK and we are all growing networks with the numbers we mentioned in the online presentation, then we must be saturating the market. The fact is, we're not all growing networks. Not everybody that joins forever grows networks. Those numbers, the 2x2 and the 5x5, they illustrate the power of the opportunity that there is with forever. They don't show some magic solution, and I think it's important to be clear about this. I would say that at least 80% of the people that join our business join simply to make some extra money. All they want to do is to make some extra money to pay for Christmas or a holiday or something like that. They're not interested in learning what they need to learn in order to build a kind of organization that's illustrated with those numbers. Because it's not simply a question of telling five people about the business so that those five people go on and do exactly the same. If only it were that easy. No, what we need to learn how to do is to learn how to communicate, to learn how to coach, to learn how to help people develop, to learn how to teach people, to help them develop the skills that they need in order to build a business. Because what we need to do, and I'm sure all of us have done, who's built businesses with forever, built businesses in the network marketing industry, is change our own thinking. We've had to develop ourselves, not only develop our skills, but develop our attitude as well. Our attitude has had to change from that of an employee to that of a business owner. We've had to learn how to take responsibility for our actions. We've had to learn how to take responsibility for making the decisions that will help us build our future. We have to make sacrifices because we have to put time into the learning necessary. And if we are prepared to make those sacrifices and to help other people who want to do the same, then those numbers stack up. But they don't stack up for everybody because it's only a very small proportion of people who actually want the substantial income who are prepared to do what it takes. And what it takes is to learn how to do the right things and learn how to teach other people how to do the right things consistently and persistently. And one thing I've learned is that it's actually a small minority of people that are prepared to do that. And that's why those numbers are powerful, because what they represent is the huge opportunity that exists for people who are prepared to do what it takes, prepared to learn what they need to learn so they can teach what they need to teach, so they can learn what they need to do consistently and persistently in order to build that business. And that's why not everybody does it. And that's why not everybody who has joined Forever Living Products has done it. However, if your guest needs proof, get him to come along to the business presentation and he can meet many, many people who have made those numbers work. They haven't made those numbers work through just sitting back and letting it happen. They've applied themselves to the learning, applied themselves to passing that information along, applied themselves to learning how to be a good encourager and being a good supporter of other people. And that's why they've now got financial freedom as a result of those numbers. I hope that's helped, Mandy, and I hope it's helped anybody else who gets that saturation question, either at the one-to-one or a business presentation. Bye.